But Bum Meme, who was still waiting for the moment to break the spell that the common truth had caused among the children, took advantage of the silence and calm after the storm of echoes and said, "Rainbow of Sounds and his family, after resting on the top of the mountain for a few days, decided to prepare to tackle the next cloud that would forever remove them from tyrants and poverty." When he finished this sentence, Papa Meme realized that no one was listening to him. He understood that they were all still under the spell of the common truth, and the old man got a little angry and said, "Children, children, what is wrong with you that you do not pay attention to me? What, do you not care about the story of Rainbow of Sounds anymore?"
"Don't be angry, Papa Meme, don't be angry," they all said at the same time. "What we want is for you to tell us which one of us is Rainbow of Sounds."
Papa Meme was silent for a moment and replied,
"Each one of you is Rainbow of Sounds. You are him when you talk about your grandparents, your cousins, your siblings, and your parents that could not come with you. You are him whenever you speak in Spanish about something that has happened or will happen in Central America, which may as well be called the region of Verdidulce. You are special because you dream of the music and colors of Verdidulce. Do you remember what Papa Armadillo said when he lost their backpacks?"
Then Papa Meme extended his arms as if he was trying to hug all the children and said,
"And that's that. The story is done."
"What? No, this cannot be how it ends,"
came the scream from both the sorceress Inspiration and the witch Imagination.
"Don't you stop writing, Francisco,"
they shouted to the paunchy, bald, half-crazed old man who was recording the story and the experiences of the children with a magic pencil.
"Let the Central American children tell Rainbow of Sounds themselves what awaits him when he arrives at the place so near the eternal snows. Papa Meme, please,"
begged both the sorceress and the witch.
"Let the children of Verdidulce tell their own story."
"All right, Cynthia, you begin,"
said Papa Meme, who in the face of so many stories that were similar to the little armadillo's, could not bring himself to continue the story. The 14-year-old Costa Rican girl then said,
"I arrived before midnight. In Costa Rica, I knew everyone. I had always lived there. Here in Canada, I don't know anyone, but yes, I don't want to go back. Here it is easier to study something. I want to study astronomy and live in England. I've always wanted to live there."
"If we're going in order of the oldest, then I believe it is my turn," said Francisco Alexander, the young man from Panama. "I too arrived almost at midnight. What I missed most from Panama are the beaches and the sea. I like everything about Canada. I've never really thought about what I don't like about Canada."
Miguel, the boy from Guatemala who had waited his turn, said,
"We arrived at night. We had to wait in a long line. What I like the most about Canada is the snow, and what I don't like is the cold. What I remember most about Guatemala is Christmas. Christmas is the only difference between here and there. Snow falls in Canada for Christmas, while there, in Guatemala, there is no snow falling, and we eat tamalitos."
"I like Canada,"
Werner yelled as he got abruptly from the floor to speak.
"Here in Canada, there are very beautiful things, which in Nicaragua there aren't. What I don't like about Nicaragua is that my aunt lives next to the cemetery. I'm forgetting my Spanish, and what I don't like about Canada is when the summer ends."
"I want to be a police officer,"
said Adolfo while standing and saluting.
"Oh, I just remembered that when I grow up, I want to be a pilot who flies airplanes and helicopters,"
shouted Werner.
"Papa Meme, please," begged Adolfo. "Let me talk. I'm being interrupted."
"Now, children, behave yourselves," said Papa Meme while stroking Adolfo's head. "Remember that this is a special night and that here we control time."
"In school, the teacher scolds me if I speak in Spanish,"
Adolfo continued.
They told me it's because the other kids think that we are talking about them, which isn't true. What I like most about Canada is the snow and the summer, but I like everything about Nicaragua. Hernan, the one with the low voice, pointed out, I arrived at night, I don't know how long ago. I couldn't see my grandparents because they lived far away. I don't want to go back to Honduras because I like speaking English here. I also want to be a policeman.
I don't remember what time we arrived. I also don't remember who received us, said Ana Teresa. I remember being cold and afraid. I don't remember my house in El Salvador. My friends in Canada are white with yellow hair, while others are black with black hair. My friends from El Salvador, I don't remember them. What I like most about Canada are my French classes, and that I have many friends and they like to share with me.
Giovanni, Ana Teresa's older brother, who was hugging her at the time, took advantage of the pause and said,
We arrived at night.
So did we, said Maria, the girl from Nicaragua.
What I like most about Canada, Giovanni continued, are the large parks and places you can visit.
Maria then interrupted again, saying,
When I looked at the snow and touched it for the first time, my hands felt frozen.
Giovanni then raised his voice and continued,
My friends here are just like those in El Salvador, except they speak a different language.
I don't remember the names of my friends,
Maria interrupted again. Maria, without realizing that Giovanni was getting upset, continued very happily.
What I like about Canada is the food. There are so many different kinds of food.
Giovanni, after being interrupted again, said,
Maria, please, let me finish saying how I feel. So stop complaining and I will,
smiled Maria.
I imagined Canada as a place without anything bad, no thieves or anything. But when I got here, I realized that it was almost the same, except without war,
Giovanni concluded. A very weak, almost imperceptible ray of light passed through the small window of the enchanted attic, announcing the beginning of the day and the end of the magical night. Imagination and Inspiration very nervously said,
Come on, kids, quick! Say goodbye to Papa Meme. We have to go, otherwise your parents will realize that you have not slept in your beds and we will be in trouble.
The only one who could finish the story, and with it the spell, was the one who started it. It was none other than Papa Meme. Papa Meme laid down very gently in his rocking chair, spread his arms as if wanting to hug each and every one of the children, and said,
And with that, the story is over.
But Francisco, the paunchy, bald, and half-crazy man who had been taking notes of everything that was said, said in a very low voice,
Colorín colorado, as long as there are still children who have to leave their countries, leaving grandmothers, friends, cousins, brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, any who could not come, this story cannot be finished.
Since that day, all the children who migrated as the little armadillo did and went to live in the north realized that the other children who now live with them one day had to leave from one of the many places in the region of Verde Dulce.